It is my pleasure anytime, and let me get into this. It's a very complex subject. As you said, we did hold a recent hearing, and our question was, how will the federal government strengthen the procurement system? And so our committee, and you just named it the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee, held the hearing. It was really based on President Obama's recently issued memorandum on government contracting that addresses the use of contract vehicles based on limited or no competition, as well as escalating use and costs associated with cost reimbursement or sole source agency procurement. And in response to these concerns, there was a memorandum that directs OMB and agency leaders to conduct an overarching review of existing agency contracts, looking for wasteful and unnecessary spending, and to end up designing corrective actions where necessary. And he's asking us to do it by July 1, 2009. So you see, we've got a large, large plate with lots on it.
We know what you'll be doing over the July 4th weekend. Well, Congresswoman, how do you know? I mean, I've been following these things for many years, that we're just not overreacting to some admittedly bad anecdotes, because every one of these tools, cost fixed price contracts, cost plus contracts,
sure,
there's a dozen types, exist for a purpose, and they're tools to be used in the right situation. And maybe the problem is simply that there's the people used the wrong tool, and certainly they did, but do we really have to change the toolkit?
Well, what we're trying to do is see what toolkits are effective and deliver the services we're looking for, and what tools are wasteful. And so our committee is committed because, you know, our federal government is the largest global purchaser of goods and services due to its size and its broad scope of responsibilities. And during the last year, 2000, agencies reported purchasing or contracting for approximately $517 billion in goods and services. And so we want to take a very close look. The oversight responsibility for all of this rests with our committee. And so we want to be able to recommend to the federal government what we feel are programs that are wasteful, are programs that lack the competition, are programs that are not performing well. And in the last administration, we did quite a bit of outsourcing to the private sector, and we have made companies billionaires. And let me tell you one, the companies that we contract to do the interrogations in Guantanamo Bay, I myself went down twice on a CODEL, congressional delegation, and we found out from the commanding officers that, excuse me, that this whole area of interrogation was contracted out.
Hmm.
And that the contract required no participation by the military command there. You couldn't even view it. You couldn't even have any input. What you saw was the process taking place in private, in secrecy, and then a report given, and we just paid them what the contract required. So what we want to do is be sure that we have an oversight function, and there are several different kinds of procurement. I won't go through them, but we want to look at competition. We want to look at the contracting approaches. We want to look at the acquisition workforce. We really don't have enough people there. And we want to look at those contracts that have been suspended or there's disbarment. And some of the, let me just mention some of them, Blackwater, Halliburton, Brown & Root. There have been some infractions there, and they have received contracts over and over again. So we're going to take a look. We're going to do what we're responsible for doing, and that's the oversight process.
We're talking this morning to Congresswoman Diane Watts, and she is the chairwoman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Government Procurement. And Congresswoman, are you looking for, You mentioned a lot of defense contracts. Are you looking beyond defense?
Yes,
are you
we
looking
are.
At a broader?
Yes.
What would you do? I mean, as the oversight committee, if a contract is in place and is agreed to, you know, what do you see as the action might be if you felt that there was some, you know, overcharging or unnecessary products being bought? What would you do?
Well, you know, as a government reliance on a contractor services continues to escalate. We want to look at additional changes to management acquisition policy. And we started that with something called SARA, the Service Acquisition Reform Act. That was in 2003. But it has not led us to what significant changes need to be made. So we're going to hold a series of hearings. The first one was just to open up the subject matter under the direction of this new administration. And we're going to then, based on the witnesses and the experts that appear before our committee, and remember, we swear, we gave each one an oath, and we swear them in. So we want the truth and nothing but the truth. So we're going to look at commercial practices and improving performance-based acquisition and interagency contracting government-wide. We're going to look at federal acquisition workforce. We're going to look at the impact on small businesses. So you see, it's a very complex and comprehensive field. And we want to look at the contractors supporting the government, and we want to look at recent procurement data. So we have, as I said, a big, big challenge ahead of us, but we want to respond to the president's request.
Well, it's likely you're going to come up with probably a combination of a legal or legislative answer that's required,
certainly,
as well as looking at the federal acquisition regulations and maybe
certainly
some rewrite of parts of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that works best.
Yes.
When there is a strong person in the job of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you see the most leverage happen, when someone who can coordinate all that has the political backing of the president to make these things really take effect. And so far, there's been no nominee for that office. So will you tell the president, hurry up and get someone in there?
Well, of course. And he realizes that. And that's why he sent out the memorandum. And that's the reason why we held the hearings. And we want to be sure he gets the best person for the job. So what our subcommittee will do is seek additional details with a focus on how such proposals will improve the government's long-term managerial and oversight capabilities for procurement and acquisition. And we want to see that there's an implementation of new procurement and acquisition requirements contained in legislation that was enacted earlier this session. We want to look at the benefits, the cost, and appropriate use of both fixed price and cost reimbursement contracts. That probably doesn't mean a whole lot to the general public, but we're looking to the best use of taxpayers' dollars when we contract with firms. And so it's opening up a whole new area that hasn't been looked at in the last few years. We are expecting to do that.
Well, Congresswoman Watson, we thank you for your time today. Appreciate you joining us to talk about this very important topic.
Yes, and thank you so much and for listening. And I'm at your beck and call.